Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 3, Examples of In-Person Sales. Before anyone can master in-person sales, it is necessary to be familiar with the different examples. Knowledge of how sales calls, retail, meetings, and FaceTime operate is essential to the success of anyone interested in in-person sales. Once you are familiar with the examples, you can implement them more effectively. Sales call. The in-person sales call is the traditional method of in-person sales. It is the equivalent of the cold call over the phone and is more common in B2B marketing than other markets. A sales call is often the first communication with potential customers and the best chance to make a good impression. So practice active listening, dress well, and pay attention to what your body language is communicating. In the initial sales call, there are a few goals to keep in mind. Meet with the decision maker. Meet with a person who will make the sales decision, which will not always be the individual with the highest ranking position. Find relevant information. Discover the name of the decision maker and anyone to contact, as well as if there is a current vendor and who that is. Get a follow-up appointment. Remember that the goal is to move forward with sales, so try to set up an appointment before you leave the sales call. Retail. Retail sales can range from a permanent sales floor to booth or pop-up shop. While booths and pop-up shops will take extra time to set up and break down, the basic premise is the same. Find an accessible location. Choose the method of payment. Keep the sales area clean and presentable. Greet in a friendly and respectful way. Create trust with honesty. Focus on the value for customers. Go above and beyond for customers. There are typically multiple people working on retail sales floors. When more than one person is working sales, you must make sure that everyone is trained in in-person sales. FaceTime. FaceTime, Skype, and other methods of online communication have expanded the way that people conduct in-person sales. FaceTime is not the typical sales call and is less likely to be used in the first meeting, unless there is already a connection with the customer. FaceTime, however, does create the opportunity to meet with remote customers. When communicating through FaceTime, use the same techniques as meeting in person. Additionally, it is important to check connections ahead of time so that you do not have any surprises. Look professional, listen actively, monitor body language. Meetings. You cannot over-prepare for a sales meeting. This is the opportunity to pitch to your customer and you must make a good impression. Prepare. Confirm, reach out ahead of time. Set up. Make sure the room is ready and bring necessary materials including agenda, cards, technology, etc. Practice. Go through your talking points and use your technology. Review past conversations. Make sure that you address specific questions. During meeting. Begin on time. Introduce yourself and thank everyone. Facilitate conversation. Do not simply pitch. There should be communication on both sides. Recap. Review the talking points and make sure to set a follow-up time if the customer does not purchase. Case study. Haley and Jenny decided to hold a meeting with a prospect who was showing interest. The meeting was a disaster. Haley chose the venue over the phone but never looked at the space. Jenny turned up 15 minutes early to set up and realized that the room was cramped and lacked the equipment that was necessary for their PowerPoint. She called Haley in a panic and blamed her for their imminent failure. By the time she got off the phone, she barely had time to set up the table before the potential customer and others began to arrive.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.